You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Cowboys, check. Longhorns, check. Barbecue, oh, check, check, check. This is Texas, y'all, but before it became part of the legend, it all started with the original. Where was that again? Where there's smoke, there's Daniel Vaughn, barbecue editor for Texas Monthly. Daniel, I guess this is a question that you must have been asking for years, unless you've already found it. What was the first barbecue joint in Texas?
Well, that's a great question, and I think I've found it. I found what is at least the oldest documented one. It was actually in Bastrop, Texas.
Gee, that's not far from Lockhart, which some people consider to be a kind of barbecue mecca. Why Bastrop?
Well, it actually goes back to an advertisement that I had found a few years ago. It was published in the Brenham Weekly Banner, but it was about a butcher in Bastrop. The advertisement actually says he keeps on hand at his stall a stock of ready barbecued meats and cooked sausages. That was back in 1878. When I first published that, the oldest documented advertisement for any sort of barbecue joint, any barbecue for sale. Before that point, barbecue wasn't something that was served in restaurants or meat markets. It was something that was served in big community events. So it was always free, and it was always a huge party.
So forgive me for interrupting, but how does this compare to the barbecue joint that we think of? This sounds more like sort of a meat market or something, what you're describing there from the advertisement.
Yes. You know, the story that we tell about Central Texas barbecue all the time is it started in those old meat markets and people cooking leftover meats, butchers cooking leftover meats, making sausage. And these advertisements and the research that I've done here really bear that out as the way that it started back in Bastrop. It was these butcher shops. This particular one, I've traced it back. I believe it was a butcher shop started by the Gill brothers.
And the Gill brothers, do you know where they're from or what their background was or anything like that?
So Robert and Peter Gill actually took over that butcher shop from their brother Thomas, and they ended up serving barbecue later. I couldn't find any advertisements in the Bastrop paper right around 1878 where this one had first come out, but I did find some documentation that showed that Peter Gill was a butcher and was also a rancher who owned 364 head of cattle and 20 hogs in the 1880 census. So it was certainly right around the same time. I also found quite a few other meat markets in the area, but they all started serving barbecue afterwards. In fact, Bastrop itself was kind of a haven for early Texas barbecue. Before even the turn of the century, you talked about Lockhart. Mm-hmm. Kreitz Market is the big name there, which opened in 1900.
That's like a meat market, basically.
It is a meat market, yes. Even before that opened, even before Kreitz Market opened, there were at least four or five different meat markets serving barbecue in Bastrop.
Let me ask you something, because you know you were zooming in your research on some place that served barbecue. What about that word? Was that just a word that was commonly used? If someone saw that in a newspaper ad, would they know what barbecue was?
Yes, they would know what barbecue is because of all the big public barbecues. But it's funny, the singular term barbecue didn't really show up on a lot of these early advertisements. It was always called barbecued meats. And so actually once I started changing my searches to search for barbecued, ended up coming up with a lot more hits.
That's fascinating. By the way, what does barbecue mean?
Well, I mean, it's meat cooked over fire, really.
I guess where does the term come from, though? That's an odd word, just as a word, barbecue. What is that?
Yeah, well, most etymologists have come to the conclusion that it came from what is now the island of Haiti. The Tejano Indians had a term called barbacoa that they used for a structure of sticks that's actually the apparatus they used to cook meat on. So that term barbacoa then was borrowed from the Spanish settlers who came in. They used that word barbacoa to actually mean the meat that was being cooked on it as well as the apparatus for cooking it. And therefore that term morphed into barbecue as being the name for the food that we eat rather than really for the apparatus that we use to cook it.
So as you researched this first barbecue, do we call it a joint? What should we call it? We should first barbecue
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, this is a place where people would walk in and certainly order barbecue. I'm guessing some people ate it in the store or maybe right outside the store while it was still hot. Certainly some people were bringing it home as well. I mean, these places opened up early. Alexander and Gill Market, which was included Peter Gill in the ownership there, opened at 4 a.m. and opened on Sundays as well. So you could get your barbecue pretty much any day of the week and as about as early as you'd ever want it.
I guess that just goes to show that people were just as crazy about barbecue back then as they are today, lining up outside of Franklin's. But I wonder if the techniques, the cuts of meat, I guess it's impossible to know how they did their barbecue back then.
Well, we do know from these advertisements that the menus back then were quite varied. In addition to beef and pork that we eat now, there would have been barbecued veal and mutton, and at all of these, sausage was advertised. You know, that's still something that we find today in those Central Texas meat markets, that their smoked beef sausages are still some of the most important things on the menu.
What I love about your approach to your, you know, so this barbecue quest that you've been on as barbecue editor for Texas Monthly is that you put so much into the research. What was your favorite thing that you took away from this investigation?
Well, my favorite thing was, as a researcher, was discovering the Sanborn maps. The Sanborn maps were put together by the Sanborn Insurance Company back around the turn of the century. And those maps included all of the buildings in the downtown areas of all these small towns. And they included barbecue pits and smokehouses. These, as an insurance company, these are things that were high risk, right? There's fire going on in these things. So they would mark them on the maps. And so let's admit it, my intern has gone through and actually located the earliest notations of a barbecue pit or a smokehouse in all these small towns all over Texas.
Does this change, all this research, does it change the way that you enjoy barbecue yourself?
It certainly makes me appreciate menu items that have a history to them, places that have been doing this one thing for a long time, even if maybe it's not the way that I would do it today or the way I'd cook it myself. So it certainly makes me look at some of the things on my plate a little bit differently if they've got that history behind them.
I am so hungry. Daniel Vaughn, barbecue editor at Texas Monthly. You can check out his latest at tmbbq.com. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.